Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are continuing our discussion on skipping past lives, skipping a past life, and taking your calls for on-air readings. We've got some people in the queue now, so we're going to get callers in just a second. But as always, we invite you to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And that way you can stay connected with our show schedule, be updated on any articles we might write, and just support us, which we really appreciate. The number to call, 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And the number to call for further conversation that the radio show can accommodate is 562-596-7818. So we have a caller from 386. Hi there.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I am shocked I'm the first caller. How you doing? My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. And you know what? You sounded really, really clear when you first started talking, but then something happened and you faded out.
Okay,
so
I took it off speaker. Is that better?
It is better. And did you say your name was
okay.
Sheena?
Yes.
From Florida. I hear yes. It's been very warm there this winter.
Yes, it's been bipolar, very bipolar. The coldest I've seen it get was 30 degrees, but then we'll have like 2 days of that, and then it'll get back warm again, and, you know, off and on, so.
Yeah, that's how it's been here. We're in California. It's been like, you know, we've had like mid-80s, and then it, you know, drops down to the 60s, so it's strange. But anyway, similar weather patterns. Sheena, what is your birth date?
Okay, so my birth date is 11/18/84.
Okay, I wrote down 83, so let's see why. 8, 9, 10, 11, 21, and 12. She's a 33-6?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you would have just, actually, Sheena, you're actually going through a change right now. 2017, you turned 33, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us why you're calling, first of all.
I don't have a specific. Okay, so I'll go ahead. I just launched my business. My hair beauty extension business, and everything is so slow. So I'm like wanting to know what do you see going on with that during the year, and also it's like my love life is non-existent. So is this my year for love too? Like,
okay, is this your year for love? So, did you say a hair beauty? You said beauty extensions. Do you mean hair extensions?
Yes.
Hair extensions. Well, Sheena, you know, first of all, the launching of your business kind of fits in with the idea of a change occurring at the age of 33. So you launched a business, and that's what we'd classify as somewhat of a change. When did you start this venture?
It was, I had been for 3 months, 3 to 4 months just kind of letting the thoughts swirl in my head. And then, you know, when the new year rolled over, I was just like, I can't take the anxiety anymore. I need to start. And so I just, on the 4th of January, I just, you know, set up my business page on Instagram and Facebook and, you know, got business cards and just, you know, kind of letting, you know, the information out there, like, here, this is my product and this is what I have to offer. So that was January the 4th.
So it's interesting, Sheena, because your birth date, 11-18-84, your first and last numbers happen to be 1-4, and that coincides with the date you launched your business. So there's a kind of move from karma to transcendence. Do you see that, Neil? 1-4. And I don't know. What do you think? I mean, go ahead. I want to say something about the relationship.
Well, there are two topics. Yeah. We're talking about your business and relationship. Sheena, related to a change coming up in your life, which Kristen described as occurring at the age of 33, where things start to change. Now, as far as the hair extension, setting it up online and getting business cards, this is great. You're all excited about it. You have this dream. You want to go forward with it. Have you studied the demographics? Have you looked at, I mean, are you just doing this online and sending things out? Do you have a store, a concrete store you can go to? Can they come to your home? What's the population like? Have you did research on how other businesses are succeeding in this hair extension?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it involves, you know, it's all regions. It involves shipping, you know. I have an online store. I don't have a storefront as of yet, and so I have an online store. But locals who are near me pretty soon will be able to test the products out. Most people are going online and just kind of, you know, the ones that – so my demographic is, or my audience, basically my consumers are, anywhere from 16, women from 16 to 45, people who love, who shop online. And of course people who have an interest in beauty, beauty products.
Okay. Got it. Sheena, I understand that part. That's great. Now, and I'm going to give you a little footnote. You're going to start succeeding in March, so don't worry. We see success coming. But are you going to the beauty salons and making sure that you could incorporate what you have? I mean, is there any other, aside from the online shopping, which is great, but do you have any other means to get yourself out there and open and personable? Are you going that route too, or are you deciding not to?
Well, the only reason why I'm deciding not to at the moment is because I don't have any transportation, and I will be purchasing a car soon. So that's the reason why it's so slow. I'm just like, hurry up. And so, yes.
On business, mm-hmm. You're going to start seeing changes around March.
Okay.
Now, don't forget. Don't forget, I mean, maybe a little change, maybe slight. Don't forget, you're kind of in karma until November when you'll be turning 30.
No, she's 33 now.
She's 33 right now?
You're 33 now, correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, then March is fine. March is fine. So on the March element, you're going to start to see a little bit of shift in March. And then things will start to pick up. And then by November, around Christmas time, things really start to pick up, not excluding the gradual increase in business up to that point.
Is she doing, Sheena, are you working at any other job to, you know, pay your bills and all that aside from this?
I do have income or whatever. Yes, I have other income. So it's not like, you know, I need to get this going to pay my bills. Like, I have a means to pay my bills right now.
Okay. So what do you do, just out of curiosity?
Well, I'm not working because I just, I was, you know, I'm going to school to finish up medical assisting. Okay. And I have a teenager. She's 12. So it's like I'm doing that right now and just my business.
A 12-year-old. Do you get, like, alimony or are you getting unemployment?
Yes. Like, something like that from the government.
Something
help,
like that. Okay.
No.
Public assistance. Okay. Okay, so that's on the, have we covered the job? Now we get into relationship. So, Sheena, I mean, you've got 11s going on in your month and day, also in the accumulation of your 11, 18. Actually, before she gave us her birth date, I wrote down 8-3, which happens to be her 3 1s and an 8. So it was the karmic side of her birth date that I was picking up on. But when people have 11s in their energy, and especially on the karmic side here, there's sometimes trouble in relationships. So would you say that you've had some trouble in relationships? What was your upbringing like, first of all?
Well, I had a stepfather.
There was a
divorce. So my mom and my dad was never married. They were young parents.
Okay.
I think my brother was born when they were 14 and me 19. So, you know, I watched my parents just like, you know, go. And then my mom got married and then she got divorced. So, but,
okay,
you know,
so
I did get to see a marriage and how it's supposed to be. And so I had issues with my father. So I was stuck in a relationship for 12, 15 years, and it was a toxic relationship, and I stayed because of my beliefs and so forth.
Okay. So you're saying that, yes, that applies to you, that there's been difficulty in relationships.
Yes.
And so when did that break up? At what point did that relationship end?
Well, it takes a long time for something to totally end. But I would say in 2010 is when we were no longer living in the same household. But
okay.
It was like back and forth from 2010 until now, still now. It's in and out, back and forth. Recently, it's like non-existent at all. It's just, you know, drop my kid off, say hi, and that's it.
And have you had any other relationships since that point where there was the breakup of this?
Yes, I had a 6-month relationship, and I believe the guy just kind of got intimidated because of the child's father, the father of my child. I don't know if he felt like he couldn't compete or whatever. And that was it. And then just a date here and there, like the last time I went on a date was like in December, and then this guy went on a date, and then after that date, that first date, he was like, he didn't want to have a relationship, and so he was like, I'm going to continue to be your friend. So I never responded back to the text because it was a text. I never responded. I just let it go, and I went my separate way because I was so confused.
Yeah. So it's been kind of difficult in the relationship department, but she just turned 33. So, you know, moving forward, perhaps there's going to be something more on a transcendent level the next relationship she gets into. So how to set that up? I mean, you know, she wants to definitely, I mean.
Okay. And, relationship, Sheena, the problems you've had up till now have been karmic. So there wasn't much you could do with it. In other words, you're on a karmic journey. The people, your family that you were born into, the father of your child, these relationships that aren't making it, all of that is in the big chapter book called Karma. Where you get lucky, now listen closely, your master number is 6, which is the third eye. You are also a medical assistant. I don't know to what extent.
She's going to school to become a medical assistant.
Well, you're going to school. Well, then that's going to be a good thing because you need to stay in school and do that. That's positive. And then the hair extension can be a supplement. So that's going to be a good thing because you do run into money. You're not going to be destitute. You'll probably be making, you're in Florida. you'll be making at least 50, 60,000, maybe more, somewhere between 40, 60 as a starting point, and that you can at least survive on. And I'm not saying it stops there. Your energy shows that you create more money. Now, here's the thing about the relationship. Because you do have an 8 in your day, but you also have an 8 in your year, and that crossover to that 8 is next to a 4, which is a lot better than 3 ones in your month and day. That 4 is balance and heart. So what you're going to expect, Sheena, listen closely, you're going to have a very satisfying career, okay? And you're in a relationship, no doubt about it. Because the 8-4 establishes the balance of the progressive soul. So if you keep moving forward and you stay diligent and your ethics are okay and your morals and things like that, and you just don't keep finding men that want to go to bed with you and then hang out and be your friend, if you will ultimately find an individual who will say to you, you know what, I love you. You have a child, that's your history, fine, but I love you. The child can be part of our history, of course. I'm the one coming into it. The child isn't. I have to accommodate your life. So what I suspect is that you're going to find a man that will accommodate your life and love the boy.
Right, and something that might be a possibility is a man with a child also. I think sometimes that's a good situation because they understand about what it takes to be a parent, the commitment.
Yeah, about that. You see, because your child is 12, 13, he's slowly becoming a man. She's slowly becoming a woman. And that's going to be a transgender.
Sorry.
Okay.
Is that a psychic vibe?
Well, it's current with the time. So we're looking at a young girl. I thought my mistake, but it doesn't change the reading. It's just my mistake. So it's a girl. Now, what's going to happen? You know what will happen? About 15, 16, she's going to get a little rebellious. Don't worry about it. She's going to get rebellious. She was brought up in a sort of unstable situation.
What's her birthday, real quick? Sorry to interrupt you.
Libra, October 4th.
And then, so that would be 2006?
2005, yes.
It's a 12-3.
12-3.
So right now,
which
she's
is
going
equivalent to,
a to
your side of, you have a, no, that's 11.
Well, she's going through a change nonetheless, the young girl.
It's equivalent to her year, 84. But anyway.
She might want to, there might be something musical in her.
Yes.
Okay. So you said yes, and there she might want to start to probably go through high school and create a musical performing arts kind of thing. Does she show any indication of wanting to do anything like that yet?
No, I mean, yes, she loves music and she loves singing and dancing in the mirror. And
okay.
I just know, you just kind of know that your kid is, going to end up doing something like that. So I just know.
Sheena. She's going, as she comes out and blossoms, she forms new groups and she becomes less inhibited, she's going to blossom. And our prediction is that she's going to go into some kind of musical thing. Now,
And she could actually help her do that by maybe, encouraging her to join a, theater group or take music
in
lessons
school.
And all that.
So something there is going to blossom. Now, you're slowly climbing out of this mucky pool of karma where you've had really insignificant men images around you in psyche and personality. It's going to increase. It's going to increase to the extent that it's going to get better. So you're going to find a man that will be mature and stable and start to love you the way it should be. So that's what we predict. The things are going to start slowly shifting in March, and then the relationship may not come for about 9 months henceforth, maybe a year.
Wow. It's like I seem like I've been waiting forever. Now, do you see me marrying younger or older? Because I'm still a young spirit and a young soul, but very wise.
Well, you're only 33. The individual I see will be about 35.
We have another caller, so we want to just let them know we're coming in just a sec. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got to wrap up because we only, these are about 5-minute readings.
Yeah.
So it'd be about 35, 36.
Okay.
Okay.
Close in age, but mm-hmm. but maybe a few years apart. Okay, Sheena. Well, hopefully for your first reading, you know, you got something out of the time you spent with us. We hope so. And definitely let us know how things progress, and you can join us on Facebook, follow us. We appreciate our callers doing so, and we wish you luck.
Yes, thank you so much, Neil and Kristen. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Okay, we've got a caller from the 334 area code. Hi there.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think I got a reading from you guys about a month ago or two.
Okay.
And you were telling me, you did pick up on the fact that I had two children, and the guy was like plus one. Like he was saying, the next relationship I would be in, that I would end up getting pregnant. And that actually did happen. The guy that, but it's the same guy that I had been dealing with for over a year.
Okay, and so you've gotten pregnant in the last month. Wow, a lot. That was quick.
Yes, ma'am. And the situation is difficult because it's just a lot of stuff surrounding my first kid's father and this
let
guy.
Me,
and
let I just, don't, before you go into the story, what's your name?
Shakira.
Shakira. Okay. Spell it for us. I think
Shekeira.
Okay, I remembered it wasn't.
R-R-A.
Shekira.
E-I-R-A.
E-I-R-A. I knew it was, I remember you, and I knew it wasn't the spelling that I know anyway. Okay, and your birth date again, Shakira?
May 9th, 83.
5-9-83.
Okay. 24, 35, 8. Yeah, I don't want to go through with the pregnancy.
What?
I want to terminate the pregnancy.
Oh, so you don't want to have a child?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're going to be turning, this is interesting, because she's also at her karmic turnover. She's going to be 35 in May. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. So go ahead. Now you go ahead and talk. Sorry, I just wanted to get a few of the particulars straight.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to know if there was anything come up about me wanting to go through with that procedure.
So, have you made an appointment? I mean, you have an appointment to
Yes. Start
the pregnancy.
Yes.
Does the father know about the pregnancy?
Yes.
And he's in agreement with you that he wants to not continue with it?
He wants me to have it, but we both, you know, came up with a decision that would be best. And he gave me, you know, some of the money for it today.
Okay. So specifically about this, and this is the person you've been involved with for a year, but I can't remember the details, can you, Neil, about the relationship?
Really.
You were asking on the last show, Shakira, about a relationship coming in, something new.
Right.
And what happened is, the pregnancy that was predicted ended up happening with this person from, you know, that's been a past relationship.
Yes.
So what was the reason for you not wanting to be with this individual? How did this all happen?
He's very similar, you know, in his ways, like my first kid's father. And, you know, just a maturity level.
What's his birthday?
Differences. September 17th, I think, or the 19th. I'm not for sure.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And the year, do you know?
87.
87, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think it's the 19th.
Okay, so what were you, and on the last show, they're the same. If the birth date's correct, you two are the same master number. You're both eights, but he has a higher karmic number, 44. So on the last show, were you asking about him or wanting to get out of the relationship?
Yeah, I was just asking, did you see, like, you know, new love coming in? Someone that was
new
more, you know, compatible with me and my children, you know, that would be
right.
A good fit for me and my kids.
Okay, so are you still in a relationship with this guy? I mean,
no, but he is going with me to the clinic to, you know, get everything done. And my whole intention now is just not deal with him on that kind of level at all anymore, like for any reason.
You want to move forward and out of the relationship?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, timing-wise, it's a good time to shed the past because you're approaching the age of 35 with your, and that's your karmic turnover. You want to, had I known what I know now at the age of my karmic turnover, I would have wanted, you know, to tie up loose ends and move out of any kind of karmic relationship. So it sounds like, I mean, what you're doing in terms of terminating pregnancy and ending the relationship is moving out of that situation. Are you asking today about new love? I'm still unclear about the question.
Will this hinder new love? You know, me going
will this hinder new love?
Abortion. Yeah, spiritually, like, you know, is there?
Oh, you're feeling
bad
about the abortion,
yes,
you mean?
Ma'am.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, I do understand that, but I don't think, you know, I don't think that's going to hinder. You're so early in the pregnancy. I mean, you know, I don't want to advise or not advise anybody to get an abortion or not get an abortion. I mean, this is not a moral call.
Well, Shakira,
yes.
You know, if you bring a child into the world, the best place for a child to bring your child into the world is you have two committed parents.
Right, exactly.
And it appears as though you're not really have a commitment to raise this child. You know, you're not really committed. There isn't a full commitment on your part. And he's somewhat reluctant, too, because even though he'd like you to have the baby, the fact that he's giving you money for the abortion or helping you out with the abortion shows that he's has his own reluctance too.
Right. And I'm sorry to interject, but she has children with another father.
Yeah,
so it's going to further complicate the situation. Say you have your children with your other father, and then you've got a new father with another child. Now, we're not saying it's wrong to have that situation. Many people do have a situation where there's multiple parents, but you're on a cleaner note going forward with having that additional karma, because that's a karmic situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the father of the child, you have a strong past life energy with. That's why you got pregnant. And you're both the same master number. If, in fact, the two of you were on the same wave energy and were totally committed in love, and grew
is breaking up. The phone breaking up.
Was the phone breaking up?
Yeah, I couldn't really hear you.
Oh, well.
Can you hear us now? Are you on a cellular phone?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you better now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're saying is that if there was a commitment between you and the father of the and the man that who has gotten you pregnant, if there was a full commitment there, you loved each other and all that would be different. But there is a breakup in the energy. And then to raise a child under that breakup and have, you know, more demand, I mean, it seems like you're having a decision that you want to abort the pregnancy, and he's agreeing with you to the extent that he'll help you, insist you, and give you money for it, and it moves forward. If you're asking, are you going to, is this going to change your life? Is it going to direct you into a dark path? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
So if you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, you know, if I have this abortion, my life will be ruined. No.
Right. Will it stop new love from coming in? You know, a better love.
No. But I would say to you that you have, I mean, you need to be more careful. He got pregnant. What do you do? Birth control, something. I don't know. You just can't be fancy free and you know, a guy
going
to have sex.
Go ahead, Shakira.
I don't even want to do that anymore. This is like pushing me to be, you know, to abstain. But I just wanted to know, you know, I do want a family for me and my children, though. You know, that's the only thing I was really trying.
You're saying you want a family. You want more children with another partner?
not necessarily have children, but, you know, just knowing that the right partner is in our lives, you know, for me and my kids.
Yeah, what was lacking in this? What was lacking
she
with
said
this
maturity.
Man?
Right.
He's maturity. Immature.
Like, in what? Can you give us an example of what?
I mean, he says that he wants to be in a relationship, but he reminded me before how my children aren't his. You know, things like that come up in arguments.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I want to be in a.
Go ahead.
Want to be in a relationship with someone who looks at my children as if they're there. You know, a marriage. You know, family.
Yeah, and that's good. Good of you to recognize that he's not that person that you should be with. Because if he's not going to accept your children, then that presents a very uncomfortable situation for your kids. I mean, so it's, I mean, good for you in letting him go. But moving forward.
I mean, you have a challenge is ahead for you. You have two children and you're wanting to have a family, a healthy family, and your man is going to be stable and that accepts your children. And that is true to you. You're looking for that. Can you find that in this lifetime? Yes. I don't think having an abortion and moving forward is going to stop you from finding somebody. I think your journey is not about that. Your journey is about your expectations, who you allow in your life, having more common sense about having sex, who you have sex with,
yes,
or at least accepted sex.
Yes, sir.
And that's where you need to be. Now, if you're asking us in a psychic way, are you going to have this man in your life? We're suggesting is yes.
Okay.
Your karmic code, your birthday code, the energy we're receiving impresses us with the idea that yes, you'll have somebody. You're not going to be alone.
Okay.
But you know, you need to. I think, aside from the abortion, you need to think more clearly about your own standards, and make some corrections there. And then,
absolutely,
you know,
I agree. I agree. It's all about self love, and that's something that I've denied myself of. But thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and good luck, Shakira. Check back in with us. And let us know how everything goes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye. Not currently. We had someone drop. We can...
you know, that's the issue. The karma is a difficult thing to work with, especially if a person's carrying it in from a past life. And, you know, you kind of set your stage according to karma.
Right, and in terms of making certain choices and maybe not being totally responsible, that also can be karmic. So there has to be an extra effort to really make sure that you're counteracting
that
karmic energy.
Yeah, that's outside of karma. Within karma, you're dealing with things that are going to happen whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not.
And those are the things that are first established in your home setting, and you look at your home setting, you say, you know, what kind of home was I born into? How stable was it? What was the energy like with the people? And when you're looking at that and you're old enough to look back and analyze it, you can start to determine what the karma was that brought you in and the conditions of your karma by examining the first 10 years of your life. Because in most cases, karma covers at least, difficult karma covers at least 10 years. It goes much further than that. But if you want to analyze the first page of karma, the first chapter of karma, look at the first 10 years of your life.
Right. But we want to clarify that karma, you know, as long as you're on the planet Earth, karma is going to be a part of your life. It's a karmic planet. So it lasts from birth to death. However,
right.
The concentration of karma, the fixed karma, is going to be, you know, generally confined to, like what you're saying, 10 years or whatever the karmic age is.
Or, you know, I mean, it's also your karmic number.
Right, karmic number.
So it can go beyond. But if you're looking at the first 10 years, doesn't conclude the journey of karma.
Mm.
It just suggests.
And neither does the karmic turnover, which we talk about a lot on the radio show.
Yeah.
The karmic turnover doesn't signify, well, now you're out of karma and it's just freewheeling.
Karma is always right. And if it doesn't follow you historically as karma, then you have to deal with the variety of new karma that you create by making poor choices.
Right. So that's the point of the new karma that we were talking about. And it's if you're in a negative karmic situation to begin with from the beginning of your life, breaking out of those patterns is more challenging for sure.
Yes.
It
can be perpetual, chronic. You can have chronic karma. And it just keeps repeating itself. Some people come into the world with an imprint of a chronic karma, meaning that they, in this lifetime, they're going to have to sweat it out till they die because they produced a lot of karma, and it's not going to be able to be concluded at least within that one lifetime. So some people struggle through it. Those people get by with spiritual faith and perseverance and things like that. Now, it isn't to say that one can't break out of chronic karma, you know, because people say, oh, well, what about, you know, the enlightenment and transcending and going through all kinds of things where the soul can evolve within the body and benefit from a new energy. Yes, of course, by all means. I think that if you have a chronic karma situation going on where your just life is like, no matter how hard you try, you're not in the relationship you want to be in, or you're without a relationship, no matter how hard you try, you're struggling. And you say to yourself, gee, wow, I'm doing everything I can, and I'm still seem to be running in the same spot. That you might say, okay, well, you know, maybe I do have this chronic karma. Can that be changed? That's the question. Our position is that it can be. So we are enlightened. Chris and I are enlightened people, and we feel that not any one person has to accept the fact that they're in this chronic karma situation. On the contrary, we believe that that the efforts to uplift yourself out of karma is the most outstanding thing a person can do.
And not to mention, you know, energy work that can take place on a higher level to help besides the physical efforts to lift oneself out of karma. There's a combination of things.
Energy work is important. What sabotages energy work is the mentality of a person that starts to fall backward into negative thinking. And so the biggest enemy of energy work is the thought process of the individual, where they quickly are reminded, oh, something went wrong, that's going to happen. The true optimist,
right,
has to be part of the energy. And if one can't find oneself climbing out of karma, then the best energy is attitude.
Right.
And, you know, there are plenty of people who are destitute who hold a wonderfully sound and healthy attitude.
Right. And there are plenty of people that have an abundance of things but may not have all the circumstances in their life that are you know, at the level of which they desire. So, and those people often have a negative attitude, and it's very, very counterproductive to have a positive thing happen and sabotage it with negative talk, which, you know, we see with many people.
Is that common, you know, that common phrase, look at thy own eye, thine own self, check your own energy level. Don't always blame everybody else for your problems. Go introspectively into yourself and start to correct energy. Start to take care of the inner energies of your body. Whether it's through yoga or Reiki or meditation. I mean, all these things are just complements to a bigger path, which is the immediate conscious energy of the soul and the spirit and the intelligence of creating life and moving forward and finding that the energy you put out has less negativity and more positive energy. So, you know, that's what it takes. I think that human beings who are totally successful, who are up against the greatest odds, are people who write, they create, they do everything they can. It just doesn't have to be liberal arts. They work hard. They promote their dreams. These are the things that I think, if anything, is as, just as good as meditation. So of course, it takes an active role because we're dealing with the idea of physicality and spirituality on the same planet at the same time. Spirituality is a different kind of energy. The physicality is our walk through life, what we do concretely. The spirituality is more or less the way we think and feel, and it gets more tied into our emotions and our outlook on things. So you have to kind of marry the two together, the physicality and the spirituality, I think, for a very successful life.
Right, which doesn't always happen. I mean, as one's progressing through their successive lifetimes, you know, the apex of spirituality may not be reached in each of those lifetimes, but there's maybe intellectual accomplishments or creative accomplishments, and then there's further movement towards that spirituality as the lives progress. Not everybody's going to blend everything, and there's going to be more, you know, in each lifetime, there's going to be more gathered, so there's a higher movement towards
right
ascending.
And then, you know, there are those people who live in quiet desperation but perseverance. Those are the quiet people who've had rough lives. They don't really examine it too much. They're very quiet, but by habit, they wake up in the morning, they go to work, they work hard, they don't really talk about their emotions or their feelings, and they live to be a ripe old age. And what they can say is, you know, I woke up every morning, I went to work, I worked hard, I did my job, I came home. They're kind of in a dull monotony, but what keeps them going is the physicality. They don't need, spirituality isn't included in that.
You mean, you're talking about like a routine that keeps them.
Routine.
Yeah.
People, a lot of our clients are just, you know, you just look at somebody and just say, they say, yeah, I wake up, I go to work, I do what I need to do. If you know they've had a rough life, they don't want to talk about it too much. They don't seek psychological health,
it's like
or
that
spiritual
pull
health.
Yourself up by your bootstraps and trudge forward type of mentality.
Through. They go through, you can't tap them too much and get emotion out of them. They're just human beings that just plow through life. And yet they're very responsible, but they're kind of alone inside themselves, and they evade the spiritual walk and they evade soul searching. They don't look at it that way. In fact, if any thoughts come up pertaining to those topics, they brush them aside. They push them down. And they watch TV, they read a book, they go out and work in the garage, they garden. Some people just find a way to get through life, even if they have an extension of karma that they're dealing with, and they don't explore it. Other people do. Other people start to look at it, examine it, and they take the step out of physicality and they say, gee, I wonder if spirituality will help me with this karma. Now, those are the people that seek the psychics and the meditation and the Reiki and all that kind of stuff. They're all, those are the individuals that have decided to face their energy and look for a means outside of the physical body to find some way of coping, and maybe more than that, what? Experiencing something new and vital. They have an enthusiasm for life more than just a mundane obligation to get through life. And those are those people. Others are underneath the radar. They're drowning. They're alone. They're hopeless. They're helpless. They want to commit suicide. They think about death. They're depressed all the time. Nothing connects to them. Now, those are different individuals. They're actually in the depth of spirit. Because to be in the depth, the individual that just works hard and gets, he's not in any sort of spiritual mode, but the people who are very depressed and down, they're actually in the depth of spirit because they're allowing
themselves, whether they know it or not, to be depressed, to feel the effects of existence and to be very down. I still see those as spiritual people. It's because they're in the depth of their soul. They're not robots. Robots don't get depressed. Human beings who don't form an attitude of depression are more like robots. They just go through life. They're on this monotone. But what about those that fall down? They're the other side of the coin of those that are transcendent and spiritual. But it's all in the circularity of life, I think. So, you know, when you look at it that way, and then what?
Well, I'm just pondering what you're saying.
Pondering.
I'm sitting here going, huh? Because so, you know, I mean, you're right. I agree with what you're saying. But let's take someone who's living a mundane life and just getting through the physicality of life versus someone who's in the depths of depression and they're in their soul, as you're saying, and they reach the end of their life, both of these people, and die. In terms of coming back,
well,
I mean, you know, what's the context for each of these individuals?
To, you know, the context for each of the individuals in the
life.
Way you framed it would be to come back to experience
spirituality on a more right. But you know, with a person who is, you know, in a way, is it a worse crime to be just completely physical or totally despondent in the spirit or the soul?
It's a human,
you know what I mean?
It's not a worse crime. It's just part of the human condition of dealing with the physical world.
Well, I don't mean to classify it as a crime or put a negative connotation to it. But if we're talking about someone who's really physical, obviously the person's going to have to come back. And if we're talking about someone who is in the negative part of their soul, mm-hmm. they're going to have to come back. So there is some kind of crime, or they would be transcending.
Well, it's not a crime. There's a lacking. Crime, it's a lacking of energy, a lacking of insight, a lacking of motivation. That wouldn't be a crime. That would be more of a learn. You know, if somebody is in school and they're trying to learn arithmetic and they just can't do it, that's
they're
not
gonna,
a crime.
It's not a crime. Okay.
A crime is a different aspect.
But
now,
it's an
effect.
I mean,
if you're talking about.
It's an offense in some way, though, because
No. An offense would be directly related to cursing God, cursing angels, cursing spirits, rejecting, being an atheist. That gets more into the crime element. But when a person is struggling with life and coping, whether they're coping and they just turn their life into, they're both helpless.
Yeah,
people.
I mean,
there's a
I have to rephrase
there.
What I'm saying because okay. I have to rephrase what I'm saying. So I'm not saying they're committing a crime in terms of, you know, how dare they, and it's wrong, but in terms of judgment and how the planet works, they have to come back. So
yeah.
There's some kind of, you know, they have to, these people are going to have to come back. So
to learn, but come back to learn, but come back to appreciate the energy of the spirit. A lot of us come into the world with kind of a dense energy. And we're not ready to experience the spirit. It's just not part of our life.
So,
others, it takes a great accident, and then they find it. But that's the point is, if you haven't found it, does that mean it isn't there? It's there. It's a matter of how we find it, and that's an individual journey.
So in terms of these two individuals coming back to the planet, someone who's totally physical and isn't even connected to spirit, and then someone who is more in their soul being depressed and despondent, which person is going to come back with a higher spiritual awareness?
That's what we do with numerology. It's an individual journey.
Right.
They each have their individual respects. I mean, not everybody has to come back to be a great messiah or a great
that's not what I'm saying,
rabbi
but,
or priest.
You know,
or,
is there going to be more awareness in the person that was despondent? Probably. It's possible. I mean, there's other factors that are
hard to judge. That's hard to say because once one leaves the planet in the physical body, they go to the astral realm, and that's where a lot of the astral education takes place and the aspects of whether they're willing to go back to the earth and live a life of some attitude of spiritual awareness, or whether they're not. The individual that has a monotony of energy may be resistant.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And the one who is depressed may not be open, but
and we're talking about in the astral realm. So sometimes, so when people die and their souls go into the astral realm, sometimes people go into a great study in the astral realm, and sometimes, not people, the souls, and sometimes the soul will just not do a whole lot in the astral realm. So that also is part of the content which comes in at the time that they're incarnated on the planet. You know, if they didn't do a lot of work in the astral realm, there might be less consciousness spiritual energy.
There can still be a raging war in the astral realm with any individual. They can rage against themselves in the astral realm. Michael fought the dragons and the devils and everything. There was a war in heaven, it was said. So obviously in that realm there is a battle of energy. There's still a sense of duality and the opposites not attracting. When we come to back to the planet, what we're also given is the power of free will, and how we touch into that free will power and give ourselves an extended amount of energy. That's going to be the question of how the human being operates on their own and the decisions they make on their own, because we are still individuals. Every one of us is an individual, and we are responsible for our life. So if we decide to work towards a higher goal, we get to take credit for that.
And I just want to again, state that my statement as a statement of crime applying to people who are physical or maybe despondent or whatever it may be, is not a personal judgment, but it's more according to a belief system I have about coming back to the planet and me feeling like, oh God, that's like being sentenced to prison. Yeah. You know, for me, I don't want to have to return to the earth. And so the crime element has to do with the confines of the planet, not a judgment on someone's character or actions. That's why.
If one feels that they're not meeting up to their standards, and that's like a crime, and they're going to be sentenced back to the earth.
That's what I mean. Not a judgment, because we're compassionate. That's what I mean. So we're compassionate. We're compassionate people, and you know, don't want to seem like we're sitting in judgment of people, because we are imperfect too.
Yeah,
I've certainly been depressed.
We all get to have this life, and some of our lives are better than others, but we all get to have life. Some people just, a lot of our clients just are just saying, I want to get through this life and want to die. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm done with this planet.
Well, and we have people that are clients that question the idea that there is an afterlife. I mean, you know, or there's a God, you know.
Enough, they still look at psychics.
For psychics, yeah.
Well, they want to know what's going to happen to them tomorrow and things like that. They're not concerned.
There's an immediacy of answers that they're wanting, rather than, you know, really having a whole scope of there being, you know, something beyond the planet.
Right. I mean, some people, they deal with the energy of the earth. They just want to get through this world, and they go to psychics and mystics and things like that for guidance within the lifetime that they're living in. They're not that overly concerned about the soul or spirit. If there's this talk about the astral realm or the third eye, it's kind of neat to think about it. But they are more people that walk in a very, very strong physical manner.
Because they think that the psychic world is to help, is really specifically for the purpose of helping their or enhancing their life on the planet Earth. That's all they see it as.
For the most part, yeah. That's how they view it. You know, but what's that crack all about that they would seek psychic energy? Because they want to be reassured or maybe helped by something outside. They need that energy. That sometimes those people, they have, what compels them to go through to psychics is doubt. They have doubt and they just don't know. So that doubt increases. There are some people who say, psychics, no, I don't need anybody telling me about the future. I don't care. I'll take care of my future. And that's fine too. In fact, there's a certain standard of strength in that regard. that people just handle themselves. They just think even if psychics are accurate, they just say, ah, so what? So I know a guy named Bob, and you said Bob. So, you know, you said I'd trip and break my leg. So I tripped and broke my leg. Big deal. Okay, so there's something out there. I don't need it, though. I'm living my life. You know, and that's fine, too. Of course it's fine. It's not for us to judge whether that's wrong or right. Everyone on the planet takes their life. The point is you're taking your life in your own hands, and you're doing what the best you can do, or maybe better than what you think you can do, or maybe below par. But the point is, the question about karma is a question about responsibility. If you have a certain fixed karma, what's the answer to that? Responsibility, commitment, obligation, working through it, not running away from it, facing it, coping with it, and hopefully expelling it, getting through it so you can move on and experience what Chris and I regard as the transcendent life, at least on the planet, the transcendent life.
Right, which is not the same as...
Which means that you suddenly found that person. You're in a great relationship. You've suddenly found that job. You've got a great job going. You're out of your troubles. You feel a sense of freedom. Like you're flying, and yet you're still in the same body.
Gosh, I feel like I'm flying right now. Just
kidding. You don't look like Murray.
I think that was the same laugh that you first encountered me with, but I just did that.
Yeah, I think so. But, yeah. Well, Mary Martin, Kathy Rigby aside, we're not going to talk about flying.
Kathy Rigby.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about
Peter
flying.
Peter Pan. And it's funny, you always have a woman playing Peter Pan, for the most part.
Well, yeah, because they're small and agile, you know. They have to be.
Maybe because Peter Pan has to come out with a lot of berries. I don't know. But James Berry, great book, though. But the idea, so we're talking about, you know, if we're talking about karma and we really want to have a serious discussion about it, then we have to talk about responsibility. Maybe we can talk about enlighten it with, you know, what happened in a past life, why did this happen, why am I going through this, when will it change? That goes later in the classroom. But if you're going to discuss karma, the first thing you have to equate it with is, what am I responsible for? How did I bring this in? And what can I do about it?
Right. We're out of time.
Yeah,
okay. We're out of time. We have like 16 seconds left on the stream here. Great. So let's wrap it up for now. And we're back on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we thank our callers and listeners for their participation today. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.